hosted by Bobby Enright.
Welcome, guys, to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. Hope everybody's well, and hope everybody's having a very, very good and productive January. I mean, we've a few changes now in terms of COVID and restrictions slightly lifting and stuff. So this should be a very, very positive week for people. I think that attitudes and mindsets this week should be in a lot stronger place. So I'm very, very excited to obviously move forward, and everybody's just excited to, you know, to get back to some semi-normality as such. We can't forget about COVID, obviously, but we just need to be as careful as ever. But again, with the lifting of restrictions a little bit, it just makes things a lot easier for everybody, I think, both mentally and emotionally, and especially people who are restricted a little bit now have the freedom to move, get back to the gyms, get back to what they love doing. So on today's podcast, we're going to talk about a subject that comes up quite a lot in terms of, I get a lot of questions about cardiovascular work, because people will always talk about cardio and think cardio is the best way to lose fat, body fat. Should I do more cardio, more weights? But the question that kind of comes up time and time again is, where should I put my cardio training within my weight training? So should I train before a weight training session, or should I do cardio after a weight training session? So what we need to look at is we need to look at kind of the basics first, and we're not going to go too deep here because I don't want to lose anybody on this, but I just want to kind of talk about the general science and the physiology of what systems we use when we utilize cardio and we utilize training as a modality. So glycogen is the storage form of carbohydrates in the body. So think about glycogen is stored in the muscle cells, and glycogen is stored in the liver cells, with the majority being stored in muscle cells. And when you exercise, your body breaks down this energy to make ATP. And the ATP is basically the energy currency to support your training. So the body has to break down muscle glycogen within the muscle to produce ATP, which is the energy you're using for your training session. And it is well known that aerobic exercise depletes muscle glycogen. And the extent of glycogen depletion is dependent on the intensity and the duration of the exercise you're doing. So when it comes to aerobic work, it depletes muscle glycogen. So what we need to see here is it depends on how long you're doing, what's the intensity. So you're doing some higher intensity stuff, you're doing some lower intensity stuff, and the duration of that session. And this has been shown that fatigue is related to glycogen stores. So as glycogen is depleted, fatigue rises. So if we look at that then on a base level, we're looking at, okay, if we do cardiovascular work, we are depleting muscle glycogen energy stored within the muscle cell. So then we need to look at, if we are going to train with weights, the decreased glycogen stores within the cell can compromise the muscle fiber contractile abilities and contribute to muscle fatigue. So then when it comes to, so if you're starting a weight training session, after you've done an aerobic session, your glycogen stores are going to be reduced. And this can not only impair your weight training performance and strength, but also will impair training adaptations and recovery. So we have to look at that in a little bit deeper level. We need to think, okay, if we're going to do cardiovascular work, we know that cardio now, any type of cardio, both aerobic, low-level aerobic work, higher-level anaerobic work, galactic work, the duration makes a difference, is going to deplete muscle glycogen. And think of what muscle glycogen, where do we get glycogen from? Carbohydrates. So we eat our carbohydrates, our body breaks it down to glucose in the bloodstream, and then it's stored, insulin is released, insulin then will store glucose within muscle cell and the liver in the form of glycogen. So glycogen is basically our energy source to perform when we exercise. When you exercise, your body breaks down glycogen to form ATP. It's basically the cell's energy currency to support exercise, whatever the exercise may be. So that's basically it. So when we look at it, then there's obviously going to be if we do our cardio before we train weight training, if we place it just before, we know now there's going to be a decrease in the glycogen stores in the muscle, and it will compromise the muscle fiber contractile abilities and contribute to muscle fatigue. So the weight training session is going to be, there's going to be a little bit of a negative effect there in terms of performance and strength, and also from a standpoint of our training adaption to adapt to the stimulus we've just put on the body. Because if you've just done some cardio work and then you're going straight into another stimulus, some weight training work, your training adaptions are going to be impaired, and also recovery. So think about it, as glycogen depletes As glycogen depletion increases, fatigue also increases. So think of when your stored energy within the muscle cell gets decreased. So think of the stored energy as glycogen. We're using that to do the whatever type of training, if it's aerobic or weight, there is going to be fatigue is going to also increase at the same time. So and when I talk about impaired adaptions from reduced glycogen, performing cardio will reduce glycogen stores, which can impair training performance, adaption, recovery. So you don't want to put yourself in a bad situation starting position. So you don't want to put yourself in a bad starting position when it comes to your weight training session. So this is why with a lot of people, what I would advise, and I've said to people in many times about cardiovascular work, to perform their cardio after their weight training sessions, if that's the only thing that's feasible to them. So if you think about it, you want to, your kind of best option, if you have to put cardio in with your weight training, is weight train first and do your cardio second. So think of, if I weight train first, which is the more technically demanding, which is the more demanding on the body? The weight training session is going to be a lot more demanding. Plus, we're trying to build lean tissue. We're trying to build our muscular system. So there's a lot more demand there on the body. So if we possibly go and train weights, then we can come along and we can do cardiovascular after, which is less demanding. So what I would say to you there is, if you're going to perform cardio after your weight training session, if someone who performs cardio first thing in the morning and weight training later, it might be important to separate the cardio sessions by a few hours to ensure that you're going to get a good adequate carbohydrate intake prior to your next training session. So if you get up in the morning, with say for instance, and you train fasted and you decide, okay, I'm going to do some cardiovascular work here, try to separate that session a good few hours from your weight training session. And what you can do there then is you can actually have some carbohydrate meals in between sessions. So remember, when you train, you're depleting your glycogen stores within the muscle cell. When you go and eat more carbohydrates, you're replenishing that glycogen store. So you're replenishing stores for your next training session. So that's really, really important. And this strategy will restore some of the lost glycogen stores from cardio and still allow you to maximize your weight training session, which is really important. So that's kind of where I would say, if you're going to do cardiovascular work and training, if that suits you. Now, if we go the polar opposite of that and we get up in the morning and you want to weight train in the morning, absolutely perfect. You're going to probably get up, you're going to decide, do I have time to have some pre-training carbohydrates and a little bit of protein? If you don't, so you get up early and you're straight to the gym, you're going to hydrate your body first. You might take some intra-carbohydrates in the form of something like citrullodextrin or something like a carbohydrate-based powder. You might put some of that in your water. You might maybe get a Lucozade Sport or one of these Powerades and maybe mix it with half and half water. So you've got some carbohydrates coming in. Now, the requirement for carbohydrates intra or pre is all dependent on the person, the type of training, the level that they're going at, and the intensity of their session and duration. If you're in the gym only 45 minutes, you're lifting a few weights, it really, the requirement for carbohydrates will be based really around what you ate the day before and what's stored in the body from the previous meal the night before. So I wouldn't get too carried away. And we've done videos of this on the YouTube channel and also on Instagram. And you'll get all these videos on this, guys. Especially last week, we did a video on this about training fasted. You get it on peakperformance.academy on Instagram or my own Instagram page, Coach Bobby Inright. So basically, when it comes to the morning, you could possibly do your weight training session, you have some carbohydrates after, and then you do your cardiovascular work in the evening. So like I said, if it's a case that you're going doing your weight training in the morning and you say, look, the only way I can fit in this bit of cardio I want to do is I'm going to do it post-training. Now, the other option you have is doing your weight training and separating completely your cardiovascular training. So what we could do there, and a good system you could employ yourself, is you might do a 45-minute weight training session and you might do some type of anaerobic, alactic style 10-minute finisher towards the end of your weight training session. Then the next day you come back, you use that as a rest day and you're going to utilize aerobic work. So you're going to do some aerobic cardiovascular training, maybe somewhere around 65% maximum heart rate, around that zone two session, which will aid recovery, number one, which will also help you in building that aerobic base. So that may be something you could do. So you could train Monday with your weights and a little bit of a finisher at the end. You could come Tuesday with a bit of aerobic work. You could go back and lift weights maybe Wednesday, Thursday, and do another bit of aerobic work on Friday and one day over the weekend. So you're hitting three weight training sessions, three aerobic sessions. And again, you're just seeing from the data how you're feeling, how's your sleep, how's your performance, and just looking at that in a little bit more detail. And then you can start to make decisions around, do I taper back my cardio? Maybe I need to push my calories a little bit. Maybe I need to taper back my weight training. And then you can make decisions because you've got data coming in. So this is really important if you look at maybe separating. Now, the other option as well, like I said, for some people, they like to go from a weight training session straight into a cardiovascular session. So I would say then what your strategy would be, I would take in some pre-training carbohydrates. It could be something like a bit of fruit, maybe a bit of peanut butter, where you get a nice mix of some fat, protein, and carbohydrate. You might have that prior to your training session. I would then mix some a carbohydrate-based drink, isotonic drink, through your weight training session, and then possibly have that for your cardio session as well. So you're constantly replenishing muscle glycogen stores within the training session. You're moving to your cardio session then, and you also have that. You don't have an empty tank here. Your body is still got fuel to burn, so your cardio session could be supported. Now, if that is the strategy you can only employ, what I would suggest there you do is you look at, okay, now it's going to be very strategic in how many days a week you train and how much rest you need in between training sessions. So, for instance, you could do that protocol Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday as a total rest day where you don't train at all. Maybe you just concentrate on doing a few steps that day. Train Thursday, rest Friday, train Saturday. That would be probably what I would suggest would be a good strategy. Now, I would not advocate you doing every training session, weight training session with cardio straight after. But if it's something you have to do one or two times a week, possibly running that kind of strategy or that kind of structure in the week might be beneficial to you. The most important thing, guys, when it comes to making decisions like that is, what's most important to you? What's the main fundamental goal, target you want to reach? Do you want to be a better runner, for instance? So your priority then is going to go to running and building your volume, building your intensity, building your times, and building your distance. So that's going to be really important. So your secondary then is going to be your strength training. So you might be running three times a week, four times a week, but you might only be doing two strength training sessions. And then basically what it's going to be then is just you juggling around and seeing where you can put your weight training sessions in that are not going to have a negative effect on your running. So you might put a weight training session in before a day that you're doing maybe a more a tempo session where you're not doing higher intensities in your runs. You might be doing maybe a bit of a back off run. So a little bit of a slower session if as such. And then the next day, you might be doing some higher intensity runs. That's a day after you might do some weight training, or you might say, okay, I'll push my weight training out another day. So you could strategize around that. And there's absolutely no problem in doing that. You just have to think about, what's my goal? What's the fundamental target I want to hit? And okay, then when I look at my week in the structure, just be smart in how you do it. It's like the saying goes box clever. So you have to think about what you're doing. Don't just go in and think more, just train, and suddenly the body's going to adapt and respond with a positive response. It's not. Because remember, if you think of the glass of water, if you're emptying the glass all the time, what's going to happen? The glass is never going to be half full. The glass is going to be empty. So what happens with an empty? It's the same as a car. Your car cannot run on nothing. Your car, to perform at its best, needs to be serviced. Think servicing is recovery. And then it also needs good, clean fuel coming in all the time to run to its optimum. Same as the body. The body is exactly the same. You are what you eat. Your performance is what you eat. Your performance is how you recover. So if you're going out every single day, banging your head against the wall, thinking, oh, I'm not improving here, you need to take a step back and look at, okay, what am I doing? What's my structure in the week? How many times do I realistically have to do my cardio work? Plan it out. And you start off with a base. And I'm always saying this, guys, I'm always saying set a base volume. So it might be 2 days weight training, 2 days cardio. That's 4 sessions a week. Then you can see how that goes. Then you've got 3 days where you can do a bit of recovery work, bit of stretching, low level stuff, you know, stuff that's going to be very beneficial to your body and its recovery capacities, and really working the recovery pathways on them days. And then you could say, okay, now I'm going to put another day to training. Okay, what's the goal? Do I go the cardiovascular route, where I want to maybe improve my cardiovascular system, or I'm training for an event that's cardiovascular driven, or I might want to improve my muscular system, so I might have another weight training session. So you look at what the goal is and you plant an extra session in, but you be strategic in how you do it. I would always say to somebody, depending on the training age as well, as if you, the more your body is adapted to stimulus, the more you have to change stuff around and kind of mix the variable to challenge the body, because the body is an amazing thing. It's thermodynamic. It adapts. It's dynamic. So we have to be kind of challenging. That's why you don't just go out and do the same thing over and over and over again. That's called insanity. So we want to challenge in different ways. So when it comes to partitioning your training, you just need to be a little bit more strategic in training stuff, changing stuff around. It's like your cardio work. You're going to do maybe some low level 65% work, and then you say, I'm going to bring my heart rate up, because we know there's benefit to driving heart rate a little bit higher too at times. So we might go 75 to 85%. And then we might do, in our weight training, we might do a day where there's a slightly bit more volume with lower intensity. And what I mean by higher volume, lower intensity means think of more repetition, more work, but less intensity through the weight you're lifting. And then the next day I might flick in and I might do a little bit more intensity and a little less volume. That would be a simple way you're flicking around the systems. And again, when it comes to weight training, we know the partitioning of some neurally driven work, the heavy stuff, some hypertrophy driven work, and then some metabolic work, that higher volume stuff. So same with running, same with cardio. So all these types of modalities and strategies you employ will all require energy. And just remember, we go back to the our sciencey bit, our physiology bit. Think of the body. You eat your carbohydrates. Your carbohydrates gets broken down into glucose. Insulin is released. Insulin is a storage hormone. Insulin will store in the muscle cell and in the liver. And then remember, the more active you are, the more the body will require storage within that muscle cell. So then we look at, okay, we train, our body pulls from that storage form within the muscle, it breaks it down to ATP, which is used for the energy. It's the cell's energy currency to support the exercise you're currently doing. You're depleting, think you're spilling the glass over, you're emptying the glass. So we need to make sure we're replenishing that energy within the glass, because if we go from one training modality where we've emptied the glass, muscle glycogen is depleted, into another training session where there's not that much energy left, what's that training session going to look like? What's long-term recovery going to look like? What's the adaption going to look like? So keep thinking that, guys. So just that's something today I wanted to jump on with you and just say to you, this is something, this is the way I want you to think about it. Everything we talk about is going to be, I'm trying to hit this at a base level so everybody can understand it. So now you look at your structure of your week and say, okay, am I just doing way too much training, not replenishing energy within my body, and I'm just feeling crap all the time? I'm lethargic, I'm sore, I'm stiff. There is, your body's talking back to you. So we need to accept that and say, okay, we need to look at that a little bit deeper, start to break down what we're currently doing and say, right, is there changes that have to be made here? Because if I make these changes, I maybe take an extra rest day here, I add a little bit more carbohydrates here, a little bit more calories, I separate my cardio from my weight training, I'm going to see a massive difference. And that could be an absolute game changer for you, because then you could come along and suddenly your performance is starting to go into a positive. Everything is better. You're feeling better. You're sleeping better. You're actually not as sore as you were, which is huge. So this is a really, really important thing you need to think about, guys, when you come to your training. And that is the most important thing. So that's where I want you to kind of think when you talk, think about your training and what to do, whether it be this cardio conversation and training conversation or whatever it may be. Just have a little bit of a deeper think about that, guys. Look at what you're doing structurally in the week. And if something isn't right, we need to change. Just look a little bit deeper. So I hope that made sense to you. I hope that you can take something from that. And I hope that it gives you a basic understanding of how the body produces energy and where it gets it from and what you need to do after that energy is starting to be depleted. Hence, an awful lot of people have a fear of carbohydrates and they think, oh, carbohydrate will make me put on body fat, when suddenly they look and they say, no, actually the energy source that I need for my training is actual muscle glycogen, which is carbohydrates. So I need a certain amount of carbs coming into my diet to support training and replenish after training to support recovery. So that's something that at least, guys, you can kind of get into your head and you can say, right, that makes total sense to me. And now I can apply that kind of thought process and apply maybe a few different strategies within my own training that will really help me move forward. So other than that, guys, I hope everybody's well. I hope you're having a great week. I hope your training is going well. I hope your targets are set as well for the week and the month. And I hope you have your long-term goal for the year set. It's looking brighter. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Everybody should be a little bit more upbeat. Let's get out. Let's get active. Let's really push this year to be healthier, fitter. Let's really think about this. Let's be goal-driven this year. Let's just really think about our body and say, right, you know, we only have one and we want to utilize it to the best of our abilities as long as we're on this earth. So guys, get out, get after it, get yourself healthy, start to fuel your body properly, start to look at your diet, start to look at your training, start to look at your recovery, and you know, look after yourself, because a happier person is a more motivated person. A happier body is a more performance driven body. You're going to get more of your training. You're going to enjoy your training a lot more. So something to think about, guys. Have a fantastic week. And again, thanks a million for listening to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Enright.